More of the songs you love to sing along to here at 8464. So, yeah, there's a pretty good example as well. It's just after 7 minutes to eight. Well, look, in the last couple of days, I think I was doing some work downstairs, working on the boss's new desk downstairs, and I got a call purportedly from Telstra. Now, they said that we know that you've been a long-term Telstra customer. They knew my name and all that type of thing. And, look, I didn't quite catch what they're on about because, unfortunately, the accent is always a bit of a concern. But they asked me for my date of birth to verify that I was actually the correct person. And they asked me for my middle name, so I gave them those. But then they asked me for my passport number or my driver's license number, and I said, nah. I think you've gone too far, and I think you got me at a weak moment, so I just hung up and got out. They rang back about an hour later, and I didn't answer. But I did ring it back, and I guess there's a possibility that it actually was a legitimate call from Telstra. But, you know, these days, you just have to be so careful. Even the lad yesterday, he's actually had his bank account hacked, and he got an email, I believe it was, from his bank. But he was too scared to ring back the number that was actually stated in the email. So I said, no, just ring the general number. But in the end, it was legitimate and he had been hacked. So it wasn't actually a scam email. But you're getting so much of these. Something's got to change. One, to stop this happening, but also the potential impact on corporations as a result of people, well, I guess just being gun shy is probably the best way to put it. Stephen Jones, he's the Shadow Assistant Treasurer and Shadow Minister for Financial Services. He joins me this morning. Stephen, the stories I've just told, I should imagine that they're ones you're hearing on a very regular basis.
I hear dozens of them every day. Great to be with you and your listeners once again. This is a $33 billion a year loss of money to Australian households and small businesses. It's quadrupled over the last 12 months during the pandemic as more and more people are doing their shopping, their business, their commerce online. We need government to step up and do something about it. But today I'm calling on businesses to review their practices as well, because too often the very legitimate practices that legitimate businesses are engaging in are priming people like me and you and our mums and dads to do risky things online. How often have we received an SMS from somebody saying, your parcel's about to arrive, just click through this link. And you find you've been scammed. You'd be surprised to know that now some very legitimate businesses, parcel delivery businesses in this country, do exactly the same thing. The scammers are onto it, and they go, aha, they'll never know the difference between a legit and a good one. Yep. So we're going to do exactly the same thing. Your listeners would have had a phone call from a bank, a telecommunications company, a power company, saying, they've called you and said, I just need to get you to verify yourself. Can you give me all of this personal information?
Yep.
But there's no way that you can verify them. And every time it happens to me, I just go crazy and say, well, how can I verify that you are who you say you are?
Yeah.
I rather suspect the person who called you was a scammer, because Telstra rarely asks, never asks for a passport number. So I rather suspect they were a scammer. So I'm calling on business today to review their practices. We want government to step up and do more, and I've suggested five things that they can do, but business has got a thing to do as well about reviewing their practices so we're not priming customers to engage in risky behaviour online.
Now, look, you know, what we're talking about is two fronts. Firstly, you know, safeguards, hopefully with assistance from the government, but also a change of practices from some of the corporations. Let's talk about governments first. I mean, there was that, you know, we thought this was the magic bullet, the old do not call register. Obviously, the scammers have found ways around that. They call from overseas and they basically use systems to basically make it look like they're in Australia. You know, they're basically outside the gamut of the do not call register. But look, as we've just suggested too, you know, when it comes to corporations changing their way, often they do have legitimate things that they want to offer to their customers or check in with their customers. But most of us are too gun shy. You know, I did get caught out. I admit that the other day. I gave them my, you know, my middle name. I gave them my date of birth. But as soon as they started asking for passport number and, of course, my license number, I thought, no way. I'm out and dropped out. Yeah. So I guess there's two different sections that are not going to be simple to deal with, but they're really the things that we need to do and start to tackle to actually keep people safe.
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, look, I've singled out banks as one area where we need to look at, but, you know, they've actually been at the front. They are treating this seriously. They use two-factor identification in many of their practices. But, you know, I think more needs to be done, frankly, and particularly with your outbound call centres. We need to look at new processes for doing this, for your unsolicited calls, new ways of ensuring that both parties, the person giving the call can verify themselves and the person getting the call can verify they're speaking to a legitimate operator. And the URLs in SMSs and emails, that needs to be, you know, dealt with as well. I mean, you know, everyone, all of your listeners will have got something from Craig sure. Kelly over the last little while saying, click this link. I'm sure our businesses don't want to be associated with the scammers, Clive Palmer and Clive Kelly and these sort of practices. So there's a message, if you like. Lift your game, do something different.
And I didn't expect that one, but I'm certainly with you because I got one of those just last night, actually, I think it was, and it went straight into the delete pile.
My God.
There was no question that I certainly, from my interpretation of that one, it was certainly a scam. Ongoing issue, and, some of the things, you know, particularly through apps, just for example, with respect to my particular bank, they can actually send messages directly through the app. I'd feel more comfortable if I actually had it through a dedicated messenger service that's within an app, certainly from some of the financial institutions. But not all businesses can do that. So there's got to be ways around it. Got to get to news. So look, really interesting discussion. And of course, keep these things in mind. And of course, hopefully some changes not too far away on the horizon there, Stephen.
Great to be with you. Let's talk about this important subject again down the track.
Shall do. Stephen Jones is the Shadow Assistant Treasurer and Shadow Minister for Financial Services. We're running a little bit late, but let's head to news.